Good morning, everybody. Okay, we left off on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing each one of the Yisuri Achila one by one to prove whether they're Muta Bahana or Rasa Bahana. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Erevin, Ma'arvin L'Yisrael, Ma'arvin L'Nazar B'Yayin or L'Yisrael B'Truma. The Ereve, what Ereve are you talking about? So Rashi writes, Ereve Truman. How did Rashi have the Roch HaKadosh to know that it's Ereve Truman? Maybe it's Ereve Chatzeres. The answer is no. Eruve Chatzeres to permit you to carry in an apartment building where each family has their own apartment and the hallways and the lobbies are shared by everybody. That's a Gemara and Ereve Emarven Elabepas. You can only make Eruve Chatzeres with bread. In fact, the Gemara says, "Bepas shemavarch malav hamoitzi," and that poses a problem because a lot of times in a building you have a few svardim, and the svardim all year long say bar minim zaynus on matzah. They don't say hamoitzi on matzah, only on Pesach night they say hamoitzi. So that poses a problem. If a marvin veruvichatzer has to be dafke pas shemavarch malav hamoitzi, so how is that acceptable? So the answer is the Gemara gives the answer. The Gemara says, if you have cake or cookies, which normally are bari minim zaynus, but if you're kaver suda on it, then you would say hamoitzi. So that's considered pasha mevarchem olav hamoitzi, because if you would be kaver suda, so the svardim treat matzah like cake and cookies. They're all year long they say mizaynus on Pesach night. They feel that they're kaver suda, so that's why they say hamoitzi on it. To the exclusion of, let's say, you have Cheerios or Wheaties or oatmeal cereal, even if you eat 20 boxes, you still say Barim Minim Zaynus, you don't say Hamoitzi. That's not called Lechem. Some of the things that you say Barim Minim Zaynus on have Chameshis Mini Dogam, but they're not Lechem at all. Some of them are a subcategory of Lechem. Cake and cookies refer to as Pas Habo B'Kisnin. It's a subcategory of Pas. It's a difference on the level of the rice. The din is when you eat bread in Eretz Yisrael, the din in the Torah only applies in Eretz, so you have to be mafrish challah. So the din in the Mishnah, a simple reading on the Mishnah, is that even on cake and cookies, you're also obligated to be mafrish challah because it's also pas. It's a subcategory of pas. It's pas habo b'kisne. That sometimes it's the difference between hamoitz and mizaynus. If you kaver suda on the cake and the cookies, then you have to wash them till it's a dime. Then you have to say hamotzi instead of bari minim zaynus, and you have to recite birchas hamazon instead of alam michya. So the pashtus is that all of these three dinim, the tilis yadayim over bread as opposed to cake and cookies, is only a din de rabbanon. Hamotzi versus bari minim zaynus is only a din of the rabbanon. The whole institution of sanenin is only by the Rabbanan. And many Rishonim are of the opinion, the Pashtus is like this, that the difference between Birchas HaMazon and Alamich is also only by the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisel, P. Pashtus, if you'll say Alamich after having a sandwich, you'll also be Yotzi. Taisus seems to hold not so. But the Rashba disagrees. Taisus and Brocha seems to hold that in Atar you have to say a separate Brocha, the first Brocha thanking HaKadosh Brocha for the food, the second bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Al Ha'aretz HaToiva. Al Ha'aretz means thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a separate bracha for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And HaToiva is referring to Yerushalayim, Ha'or HaToiv HaZeh V'Halavonon. So the third bracha, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim with the two aspects of Yerushalayim. Number one, that is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, that is the Makom HaMikdash. Today, for so many generations, it was not the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Till recently, when they took over the Iraq after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, after the Israeli army took over the Ir Hatika, so they right away, that week, they declared the old city as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And they moved some of the official government offices to the Ir Hatika. And the Beis HaMikdash was still missing. So that's why the Chachamim changed after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. They changed the nusach of the bracha. Instead of saying thank you, the third bracha, instead of saying thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael and as the Makom HaMikdash, we replaced it with the nusach Rachimno. Have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim. Have Rachmanis on the Beis HaMikdash. Abayis HaGadol HaKadosh HaNikra Shimcha Alav. Have Rachmanis on the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. But we really want to change the Nusach back now. Now that we have, after the Mechemet Shesh HaTaimim, now that we have Yerushalayim, the Ir Atika, and it is the capital, officially it's the capital of Eretz, so we should really say the third Nusach HaBrach. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So again, so Tesis's opinion is that this is Min HaTorah, that if you have bread, that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon and Min HaTorah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in three separate brachas. Thank you for the bread, for the food. Thank you for Eretz Yisrael. And thank you for Yerushalayim with the dual aspect of Yerushalayim. But the Rashba holds that Min HaTorah. The Pashtus is like the Rashba, perhaps. That Min HaTorah, you can be Yoytzei Birchas Hamazon Deraisa by including all the three themes in one Nusach HaBracha. So Min HaTorah, you can be Yoytzei with Alam Yichya. So again, if a person has cake or cookies, it really is Pas, but it's Pas HaBo B'Kisn. It is Voya B'Cholchem Melechem Horetz, but it's a subcategory of Lechem. So on the level of Deraisa, it's Chayv and Chalav. The din is that the Chalas Chutz Lortz is only Medirabbanan. Chalav Bizman Azeh is only Medirabbanan. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Ksuvah is Davcha Basics, man. Chalav Bizman Azeh is only Medirabbanan. Okay, in Chutz Lortz it's a Derabbanan on top of a Derabbanan. That's why you have so many Kulas in Chalas Chutz Lortz, so you don't have any other reason. So again, if you make oatmeal cereal or you make Cheerios or Wheaties, you're not chayv and afroshas challah. It never becomes hamoitzi. The dintak is ema arben eru chatzeres ela b'pashem uvochem olav hamoitzi. That means either bread or something that theoretically a cake or a pie that could convert to become hamoitzi if you kaver suda. Why can't it convert? Because basically it's a subcategory of lechem. So again, Rashi over here is giving you the pshat. Marvin Lanoza Biyayin Elisol Betruma, you can make an Erev with Yayin, isn't it referring to Eruv V'chatzeres? Eruv V'chatzeres has to be Davka Lechem. And the common practice is that you use matzah. Because if you're going to use bread, it's going to get stale. We put away an Erev V'chatzeres, a box of matzahs. There's some b'shutfas by all of the religious tenants in the building who don't carry on Shabbos unless you have to rent from all of the goyim who live in the buildings. So instead of going to knock on everybody's door, giving them a dollar to rent their drisus haregel, to rent the hallways for religious purposes. So instead of doing that, you go to the super who's in charge of cleaning the halls, and washing the halls and everything. So he's considered schira lekito of all of the goyim and all the Jews who are not shomer Shabbos, who are going to carry. If a Jew carries with or without the Erev, he's not embarrassed to carry with or without the Erev, so the Erev chaser is irrelevant to him. So it's not going to help. So you have to rent from such a Jew. So either rent from him or rent from the super is representing him. That the Gemara says, Chira Lekito. Or if the super is a mean fellow and you can't, he's an anti-Semite, so negotiate with his wife. The Gemara says, even though the guy, he doesn't want to, he's an anti-Semite. He doesn't want to rent out the apartment for religious purposes to help the Jews, to enable the religious Jews to carry. But if you give a dollar to his wife and you say, we want to rent the hallways and the lobbies for religious purposes, it doesn't prevent anybody else from doing whatever they're allowed to do anyway. It doesn't give us any more rights to use the hallways or the lobbies than otherwise, just for religious purposes that the Orthodox Jews should be allowed to carry. So the Gemara says you can rent from the wife also. So you rent the drisus haregel of all the goyim, all the Jews who are not shomer Shabbos at all. And then from all of the shomer Shabbos, instead of having each, let's say you have 50 shomer Shabbos families in an apartment building, so you have to have a big bag, and each one has to give a pas shlema, each one has to give a roll or a challah. And all the challahs have to be, the nature of it is that they're not makbid if any of the other shutfim eat up the whole challah. So you don't put in the challah that you plan to eat on Shabbos for Lechem Mishnah. Put a separate challah. So everyone's going to give challahs. You're going to have a gigantic bag with 50 challahs in it. And the challahs may get stale. They may spoil. So that's why the meaning is that you use matzah. Matzah lasts longer. So even though you have sfardim in the building, that's called lechem shem pashem avochem olav amoitzi. So this is talking about eruv chatzeres. So the din is eruv chatzeres has to be kosher food. So how can you be ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin and Yisrael b'truma? But it's not kosher. The nozer is not allowed to drink yayin. Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara in Erevin explains, no, but since other Jews are permitted to eat it, the truma is mutter for Kohanim, And the yayin is mutter from one who's not a nazir, so that's considered kosher food. But the question is, but if I'm making a rubich tchumen with yayin and for the nazir, so it means that the nazir is getting hanor from the yayin. Because of that yayin, now he's able to go chutz l'tchum. So what that ability to go chutz l'tchum, where is that going to lead him? What motivates him to make an eruv b'tchum? He wants to go chutz l'tchum for what purpose? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara and Eruvin, where they're ma'arvin only, a ma'arvin elo the dvar mitzvah, or ma'arvin afilu the dvar hashus. Are you permitted to make an eruv b'chatzeris in order to have a good time, to meet with your friends on Shabbos? So this Gemara is assuming ma'arvin afilu the dvar hashus. Otherwise, how do you see that he's getting hanor from the yayin, or the yisrael is getting hanor from the truma? If a ma'arvin elo the dvar mitzvah, we assume mitzvah slav nehonis nitnu. So you don't see that the yayin lenozir or the truma the yisrael is mutabano. So the answer is, that's what Tosis points out. They're quoting the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara is assuming Barben afilu the dvar hashus, and therefore you see from that Mishnah that Yayin for a Nazir is mutabano, and Truma for the Yisrael is mutabano. So we already had a Tosis. Tosis raised the question, if Truma the Yisrael is mutabano, so why can't you feed the Truma to a Behema? Only Behema's kain is allowed to eat Truma. But other than Behemas Kayan, Behemas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. But with Mutabano, what's the problem? So that's what Tosis points out on Tesam and Aleph, the Ramaska, they should take Behem to Achelis. They're talking about Tevel, they're not talking about Truma. So they say Tevel is Mutabano, but it's only Mutabano if it's not Hanor Shel Kilui. If I'm going to sit on a sack of Tevel, instead of sitting on the floor, I have a sack of Tevel Tvue. And I want to sit on top of it, that'll be my chair. So that's hanor she'eino shel kilui. But to feed the tevel to the behemoth, that's hanor shel kilui, that you're not allowed to do. So the same truma. Truma is muta b'hanor, but if someone's going to feed it to his animal, he's going to be mafresh truma to take off the yis of tevel. So he'll be able to eat. And then he's going to feed some of the tevel to the behemoth that belongs to the yisod, that you're not allowed to do. You're mevat l'mitzvasa of the truma. Truma is oimid l'mitzvasa. You look in the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Trumas, he says, if you have apples of Truma, apples are oimed lachila, so the Kohanim have to eat it. If you have mashkim, if you have yayin of Truma, so the Kohen is supposed to drink the yayin. He's not supposed to use the yayin to wash his face or to wash clothing. And if you have shemen shel Truma, so the shemen shel Truma is oimed lesicha, or I'm it for cooking food or mixing into a vegetable salad. So whatever it's I'm it for, that's what the kohen has to use it for. So once you mafresh the truma, if you're going to feed it to a behemoth Yisrael, you're mevatel the mitzvah. True, you're not in violation of the, there is no isa hanor on the truma, but that's a din of mishmeres trumais. Mishmeres means you have to see to it that it shouldn't become tamei and it shouldn't become destroyed. Why? Because the truma is oimed l'mitzvah se l'heyochal al yidei kohanim. So if you're going to feed it to the behemoth Yisrael, you didn't do a violation of anor, it's mutab anor, but you mevat l'mitzvah se, that's the isur of mishmeres. Whenever it says yishama pen v'yal, it implies a loises. It says mishmeres trumas, it means shouldn't feed it to the behemoth Yisrael. You're allowed to feed it to behemoth kohen, so that's a question. The pashta says that that's a heter. That's not a mitzvah. When the kohen feeds the truma to his behemah, does he say bracha shekereshana b'mitzvos of tzivano al achilas truma? Probably not. When the kohen eats truma, he says a bracha. When he feeds it to the behemah, the pashta says that feeding to the behemah is only a heter. Eshes kohen, an evet kohen, that's a question. When eshes kohen achilas b'truma, based on the same pasuk, kohen kik nefesh kinyan kaspo, includes three things. It includes behemas kohen, and includes evet knaini of a kohen. Evidivri is not Oichel B'Truma, only Evidknani is Oichel B'Truma, and includes Eishes Koyim. So that's a question. When Eishes Koyim Achelos B'Truma, does she say a brocha? Asher Kedushana B'Mitzvos V'Tzivon Aval Achilos Truma. So some want to distinguish between Arusa and Nisua. Maybe Arusa is a heter like Behemoth Koyim. Arusa is like Behemoth Koyim, only a heter. And Nisua is like Ishti Kegufa, then it's like a mitzvah. Just like the Koyim has a mitzvah, so Eishes Koyim Nisua has a mitzvah. And Evet Kohen, that's a question. There's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis at the end of the first Perek in Gittin. Sounds like he says very strongly that Evet Kohen of Kohen is Zechah B'Trum is a Heta, like Behemah. It's not a mitzvah. And others want to say not so, that it's a mitzvah also. So the Gemara quotes the Psukim to prove that the Yayin Lanazir is only also Bishtiya, but it's Mutar Bahanoa, and Truma LeYisrael is also Mutar Bahanoa. It's going to be Hanoa Shal Kilui, that'll be a violation of Mishmeres Truma. So like if you Metame the Shemen, then you can no longer use it to eat it, but you can no longer use it to be Sach Shemen Shal Truma, but you can use it LaHasika Tachas Tavshiloi. That's what the Gemara says, Mishmeres Truma Osai in the plural. So Pashup Shat Truma Osai refers to Truma of Dogon Tirish V'Yitzar, all kinds of Trumas. So the Gemara has an additional understanding, an additional diak on the Pasuk. B'shtei Trumas HaKasim Medaber. Mishmeres Truma Osai in the plural doesn't only mean Dogon Tirish V'Yitzar, it means Achas Truma Torah, Achas Truma Temeya. There's a din of Mishmeres both on Truma Torah and Truma Temeya. Truma Torah, make sure that it doesn't become tamei, and the coin should be mekayim de mitzvasa, the truma zaymer de mitzvasa, v'achila, shtia, asicha. And if it's truma tameya, then you should see to it that it doesn't get wasted. You should use it lahasika tachas, the coin should use it lahasika tachas tavshilo, or to use it to mishnayis have in trumas to light up the alleyway at night. Let's say they don't have electric lights in the days of the Tanaim, so they had a light, a wick in a container of oil. So if the Kohen lives in that neighborhood, he's allowed to use Shemen Tomei Shal Truma. If you have Shemen Tahar, so don't use it for fuel. Use it for a sicha or for preparing some kind of food, for a food salad, a vegetable salad, put in some oil. But if the oil became nitma, it's no longer oimed lachila, no longer oimed lesicha, you're not allowed to be soch shemen tomei. So then it's oimed lasicha tachav stavshila to use it as fuel to illuminate the backyard. So the kohen will see where he's walking. Then the Mishnah says, once you have one kohen who lives in that neighborhood, then all the other 99 people that live on the block can also get hanor from the light, because that's the expression, ner le'echad, ner le'meyo. Since one of the people using the light is a kohen, so the fact that everybody else gets hanor, that's hanor she'ena shel kilui, because the shemen shel truma is getting consumed anyway on behalf of the kohen. So the other people who are using the or haner of the shemen shel truma, it's hanor she'ena shel kilui, because it's ner le'echad, ner le'meyo, it's being kola anyway. So the Gemara goes through all the psukim to show all of the suri hanoa, all of the suri achila, which are mutabana, which are rasabana. Yeah, then the Gemara quotes a pasuk towards the bottom, eight lines from the bottom. Chela nevela vechela trefi yosa luchal malacha bacha lo sachlu. What does it mean luchal malacha? What is the word kol marbe? So it's machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Kol is marbe even hegdish, or kol is marbe even Hedyot. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion. Rabbi Akiva, I would have thought that chelav nevela at shchitas treifa is mitar min de nevela, but nevela has tumas nevela. So I would have thought, just like the bisar hanevela has tuma, I would have thought the chelav is dinik yebasar. So I would have thought that the chelav of a nevela is metame, because it's mamish dina kibasa. So that's what the pasuk says. No, Rabbi Kiva, Yochel, the malachas had yet yehei tohor, malachas gabar yehei tomei. Yehiasa lechol malacha means you can even use it. You can even use it. There's no problem if a nevela is going to touch something else, and a nevela is an afatuma, so it can be mitame or the mekele mochel mamashkin, whoever touches it. So let's say if a person is going to touch nevela, he'll become tame, then he's not allowed to eat maisa sheni. There'll be yatim man of tame. So the pasuk says the chelav nevela yosa lechol malacha, that it's not mitame. But one might have argued the point and thought it's not mitame for the purpose of hedyot. The malacha is hedyot yehei tohar. The touching, if you touch Bisar HaNevela, it's Metameyu, but if you touch Chelav of a Nevela, it's a Chiddush. Even a Chelav is Dina Kibos. If you touch the Chelav of the Nevela, it's not Metameyu, the Melech has Hedyot. If you want to eat, if you want to touch other things, they won't become Tamei. But maybe the Melech has Gavoy, he Tamei. Maybe Bakochim, if a person will touch Chelav Nevela, Nevela is Metamei, that maybe the chela of nevela is also metame. I'm not allowed to eat korbanos. the dinim of tumah v'tara for karbonis are more chomer than the dinim of, that's clear, on the level of the rice is more chomer than the dinim of tumah v'tara for ma'aser sheni. Let's say a person is a mechusi kippurim. A person was tameh and he went to mikveh and he didn't have harav shemesh yet. So if he's a tful yom, he didn't yet have harav shemesh, he's still permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. Tov al b'yolo, that's the first avim brachas. Tov al b'yolo, person was tameh, went to the mikveh, comes out of the mikveh, so it says echol b'ma'aser sheni. He's allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. Harav shimsho, once he's already after harav shemesh, he's no longer a tful yom, but he didn't bring his korban yet. Therefore, tameim, Zav and the Zava, the Yoledas and the Mitzurah. So they're considered Mechusi Kippurim. Even after they go to the mikveh and have Harav Shemesh, they still have a Mikzah Stumah with respect to Kachim. They're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or they're not allowed to eat Karbonis, even without entering the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say Kachim Kalim, you can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. You don't have to enter the Beis HaMikdash for that. So Mechusi Kippurim is considered Tamei Benigeta Kochim, Benigeta entering Beis HaMikdash, and Benigeta eating Korbanos. So one might have thought the Pasuk says Yosa L'chol Malacha. So if it wouldn't have said L'chol Malacha, it means that the Chelev of Nevela is not Metame, even though the Besar HaNevela is Metame, that's a Chiddush. The Chelev of Nevela is not Metame. So one might have thought it's not Metame you vis-a-vis eating Truma. It's not mitame you vis-a-vis eating ma'aser sheni. It's more kal. But maybe with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdash, maybe with respect to eating kachim, it is mitame. So that's why it says, no, l'chol malacha, that chelav of nevela is not even mitame, the malacha is gavoya. So that's how Rabbi Akiva says. But Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need a pasuk to say that it's muta bahano. Why would I think that it's also bahano? Chelav, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat chelav. It never says that it's also b'ano. So Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's muta b'ano. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, no. Yochel, Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the first one in the Bible. Yochel, the malachas gavar, yehe muta, the malachas hadid, yehe yosir. Maybe chelev is also b'ano. Tamalam, b'lachol malacha, it's muta b'ano. So the Gemara says, what's exactly the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, where they need a pasuk to tell me that chelev is muta b'ano? Isn't that exactly the machlokes chizkio v'Rabbi Abbo? According to Rabbi Abbo, you have a klal, a universal klal, that only applies in two cases. That whatever is osa b'achil is also osa b'hano. The only two cases where it applies is chametz b'pesach and shoran iskal. But there would have been a havamini because of the klal. I would have thought that chelev should be osa b'hano. So I need a pasuk to say that it's mutabana, yasa l'chol malacha, that's how Rabbi Yosef Aglili seems to hold like Rabbi Abbo, that there is such a cloud, there exists such a cloud, that anything that's asa b'achil should be asa b'hano. Rabbi Kiva seems that he doesn't hold from that cloud, he only holds like Chizkiya, that the only time a food is asa b'hano is when it says lo yei ochel. But if it does, so by chelev, it never says that form of the verb yei ochel, just says, you're not allowed to eat chelev. The Gemara first thought, my love, welcome, if Ligi, the top line of Gimel and Beis, isn't that the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, whether you hold like Chizkiya or like Rabbi Abbo? So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. So then the Gemara Named Beis is making Yafusis. Maybe I should say Kishvutra Nevela, when the Torah says Nevela is Mutter, what is included there in Nevela? So when the Torah says it in the veil is mutabana, it says lagerish erechatan b'achol amachol anachis. So it says that it's mutabana. So what is included? Tikshutra in the veil he the chelba the gida hutru. Everything is included in the heta. Everything is included in the heta. So the Gemara starts making, but only things that are included is if yesh begidn menois and tam, the chelev is dina kibasar. So on chelev there'll be an isa nevela. So when the Torah says nevela is mutta, means any part of the animal that has an isa nevela on it, including the chelev. Chelev is dina kibasar, so besides nevela is also. What about the gid? The Gemara said before that on the previous daf, that gid anasha is a kinyan sekeshut, and avei lehi the gid ahutra, that depends whether the ace begin menais and tam, ain't begin menais and tam. If you hold ain't begin menais and tam, then gid is not dina kibasa, then it's not included in keshut or nevela. It's not part of the nevela. So the Gemara said, even if it's not included, because ain't begin menais and tam, but it should be mutabana based on a kalvachimer. Madach, chelev, which has an Issa Kares, is only Asamachele Mutabana, Keshutra Nevela, Hila Chelba Hutra. So Gid Anasha, that doesn't have any Issa Kares, should certainly be Mutabana. So the Gemara says, you have to, on the one hand, that seems to indicate that the Issa Achila of Chelev is more Chomer than the Issa of Gid Anasha, because Gid Anasha does not have Kares and Chelev does have Kares. On the other hand, the Gemara says, there's room to argue the point and say that despite the fact that the chelev has kares, maybe the chelev is an isa kal, in contrast to the isa gid anasha, which is an isa chomer. Which way is chelev kal and gid anasha is chomer? The gid anasha is not huta mechlala, the chelev is huta mechlala. This is a concept that appears in different places in Shas, when the Gemara is trying to construct a kavachimer. Is A Mohammed and B, or is B Mohammed and A? So the way we establish that one mitzvah is Mohammed and one din is Mohammed and another din is by one little detail. If you have one detail of halacha, it indicates that A is Mohammed and B, shine. But then if you have one detail of halacha that contradicts it, a conflict, shows that B is Mohammed and A. So that's a pircha. So you don't know whether A is Mohammed or B is Mohammed. So one of the considerations when you're determining which is Mohammed and which is this idea of huta mechlolai, that the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat chelev, kol chelev lo sachelu, chelev adam lo sachelu. Then it says chelev shar kesev yeis avro behemus, as opposed to chaya. So chelev av chaya is muta. So that's called huta mechlolai. So Tosis explains in the end of Perek Kol Abasar why is chelev considered huta mechlolai. What about dam? Dam is also huta mechlola because dam of fish is mutter. No, if melachatchila when the Torah formulates the prohibition, it says dam is only asa. Dam of behemah chay b'yoyf is asa. If fish were not included in the first milk, that's not called huta mechlola. It's called huta mechlola over here because the pasuk first says kol chelav lo sachelu. You're not allowed to eat chelav, and then it says chelav shor kesev yeis, implying only behema, not chaya. So since when the pasuk initially formulates these, it sounds like everything should be included, even chaya, but then it excludes it, so that's why it's considered a kula. So that's, in all of Shas, that's an important concept. Huta mechlala. Huta mechlala shows that in Issa, if sometimes there's an exception to the rule, and it's mutter, that'll be mochomer than another din which has no exception to the rule. So that's a question. The Arsamech asks a humorous kasha. So Lo Sirtzach should be an Issa Kal, because Lo Sirtzach is sometimes Huta Mechlolai. Bezen gives Mises Bezen. The Gemara considers the lava of Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, the Gemara in Perik Elanaris, in the third Perik in Ksubis. The Gemara considers the lava of Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, Achovel Bachavera. You're not allowed to harm someone else. That's considered, in a certain sense, an Issa Kal, because Huta Mechlolai by Malkus. That Bezen has the right to give people Malkus. So that shows that there's an exception to the rule. So would anybody think that Lo Sirtzach is also Huta Mechlola Eitzel Haruge Bezdin? You never find that in the Gemara. From the Gemara would appear that Lo Sirtzach is never Huta Mechlola, only Lo Yosef Ben Yosef, Chayvel Bachaver. Why? So the Arsamech raises that question. So he gives an interesting answer. He says, the din is, the Mishnah says, if a person was nigma din lemisa, the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, Sanhedrin Ktana, makes a gmar din lemisa, a person deserves a death penalty. So then, if anybody kills him, they won't be chayv misa. Not only if he killed them, the shame misa's bezm. What if I never liked that person? I always wanted to murder him. But I know if I murder him, then they'll put me in prison. Then they'll give me the death penalty. So I wait till the bezm makes a gmar din lemisa, and then I shoot him because I hate him. So the Gemara says, I wasn't intending by my shooting him, by my killing him, I didn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. I never liked him. I always wanted to kill him. But once Bezdin makes a Gemara Din Lemisa, he's considered a Gavra Ketila. And a Gavra Ketila, the din is that if you kill a Gavra Ketila, you're not Chayav Misa. Gavra Ketila is either Mishin Nigma Din Lemisa or a person who is a Trefa. An Adam Treif is also considered a Gabra Ketila. This person, Misha Nigma Dina Lamisa, is considered a Gabra Ketila. Let's say, Mesa Mapata from Mitzvah. So let's say, Bezna made a Gmar Din Lamisa. So he's not mechuyev to daven mincha that day. He doesn't have to like tefillin that day because he's a gabra ketila already. So the Gemara says no. He's not. He's only a gabra ketila with respect to very few halachas. Rav Vavala Soloveitchik tries in his sefer on the Rambam, has one paragraph. He tries to collect all the various halachas with respect to which dinim is the mishan digma dina lemisa considered a gabra ketila. But Al Kalpanim Yer Samech says since hahorga ain't a neragolov. So the lava of Loisirtzach is not considered huta mechlaloi etzel haruge bezn. Once bezn makes a gemadin lemisa, so the nidon, the person, is considered a gavaktila, then there is no lava of Loisirtzach. So it's not that it's huta mechlaloi etzel haruge bezn. Once bezn makes a gemadin, so there's no lava of Loisirtzach. So you don't violate it. Then the Gemara goes, other psukim, other dinim, fine, okay. What is this? Yeah.
Why is there a difference between Makos and Misa? That by Makos, we say that the lava of Lo Yosef applies, but it's Hutter as opposed to Lo Chisach. It doesn't apply whatsoever. I mean, how would the Gemara know that?
Lo Sirtzach, you can say the person is a Gavra Ketila after the Gemara Din. What are you going to say? After Gemara Din Lamalkus, they didn't make a Gemara Din Lamisa. He's not a Gavra Ketila. They made a Gemara Din Lamalkus. So they make a Gemara Din Lamalkus. So he's considered a free-for-all to hit him. No, it says even the Shliach Bezen is not allowed to get him one extra Malka, one extra Halkah. Let's say they assessed him that he can take 5 Malkas. He's supposed to take 39. But if there's a concern he may die, then you're not allowed to give him so much Malkas. So the Malkas has to be divisible by 3. So you give 2/3 of the Malkas on the back and 1/3 on the chest. So you give him either 3 Malkas or 6 Malkas or 9 Malkas and so on. So let's say the doctors assess he can only take 5. He can't take 6. So you only give 3. So what if the Shliach Bezen will give him 4? He'll give an extra one. He can take 5, but you only have to give the number of malchus that's divisible by 3. So if you're not allowed to give him an extra halkah, even though he deserves 5, you have to give divisible by 3 so that the issa still applies. You see, even though Bezna made a Gemara Din, Lamalkus, there is a lav of Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. You're not allowed to give him more than he deserves. So there's no concept of Agavra Ketila by Malkus. It's only a concept by Misa. When Bezna makes a Gemara Din Lamisa, the Gemara Din is already the Tchilas HaOinish. By Malkus, it's not yet the Tchilas HaOinish. By Misa, it's already Tchilas HaOinish. Okay, so then the Gemara has the various psukim, and the Gemara learns out a din on the top of the third line from the top of Chav Dal and Amud Aleph. It says, "Bakodesh po'esh tisorif." What does that mean? That when you have, let's say, a pigol, a noisar, in kachi kachim, so kachi kachim, karbonis all have a mokam in his man. If you take the kachim out of the mokam, it's nifsal b'yotze. And even if you bring it back into the mokam, it's already nifsal b'yotze. You can't straighten it out. If you take ma'aser sheni chutz, you bring ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. If you take it out, it's not nifsal b'yotze, but you can't eat it chutz to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it chutz to Yerushalayim. If you eat the ma'aser sheni chutz to Yerushalayim before you bring it on your way to Yerushalayim, before you bring it to Yerushalayim, you mevatel a mitzvah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah. Vasa shama veveisa shama. He's supposed to bring the ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. But you're not yet over on the lav. The lav, losuch alecha b'sharecha, ma'aser digoncha, only applies once you brought it into Yerushalayim. That's called havas mokem, and the kedushas ma'aser sheni is completed. So then if you take it out and you eat it, then you're over on the lav. But if you bring it back into Yerushalayim, you don't say that the ma'aser sheni nifsal b'yotze. Only carbon is on nifsal b'yotze. So every carbon has a zman and a mokam. And the more mekudish the carbon is, so the more restricted the zman is and the mokam is. So kotche kotchem, the zman is only yom v'laylo. And the mokam is the azor. If you take it chutz l'azor, it's very nifsal b'yotze. And kotchem kalim, basically kotchem kalim is a shlamim. So shlamim is shnei yomim v'laylo echad. The zman is bigger. You have a couple of kotchem kalim where the zman is only yom v'laylo. You have carbon pesach, the zman is only Laila, it can't even eat it by yom, it's even more restricted. But the zman normally by Kodesh Gemara is Man Shlamim, Shnayamim V'Layla Echad, and the Mokam is less restricted. The Mokam is not Azara. By Kodesh Kodeshim, the Mokam is the Azara. Zichrei Kohuna have to eat Kodesh Kodeshim in the Azara. Because the Gemara says, Kohanim Oichlim Abaylim is Kaprim. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. By the Kohanim eating, the male Kohanim, only Nechel Zichrei Kohuna, Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. Zichrei Kohuna can be Makrav Karbonis. Abbas Kohen cannot be Makrav Karbonis. Even if she wear big day Kohuna, she's not allowed to be Makrav Karbonis. Only Zichrei Kohuna. So when the Zichrei Kohuna eat the chatas on the yoshem and the shiori hamincha in the azara, that's what we call kohanim moichlam abaylam miskaprim. They have to eat it in the azara because it's like an avoida, because the achilas hakohanim is mechaprim. But the shlomim kochim kalim, the mokim is Yerushalayim, and his man is usually shnei yamim v'layla echad. So the gemara here has a din. We have mishnayos like that. Emurim of the Kochim Kalim have the status of Kochi Kochim. Because the Emurim on Nifsa Belina, if you wait till tomorrow morning, if you shechted Kochim Kalim, so you can eat the Shlamim, you can eat the Terei tonight and tomorrow all day long till Shkir. But the Emurim of the Kochim Kalim, you cannot leave over till the morning. Leave it till the morning, it'll be Nifsa Belina. Why? Because the Emurim of the Kochim Kalim have the status of Kochi Kochim. So Kochi Kochim, if you take the Emurim Chutz Lazara, there'll be Nifsal B'yotze. Even if you bring it back in, you can't be Makhtaran anymore on the Mizbeach because it was Nifsal B'yotze. So you see that the Emurim of the Kochim Kalim have the status of Kochi Kochim. So if the Emurim will become Pigol or Noisar, then the din is you have to burn it in the Azara. Kochi Kochim, that on the Srafim, it depends. Is it the Srafim Kimitzvasam or Shaloi Kimitzvasam? Sometimes you have Chatos HaPnimiyos, Achatos, but that you zorek the dam inside, in the Hechal, on the Mizbech HaPnimi, instead of all the Korbanos that brought them Mizbech HaChitzen. Once in a long while, you have Chatos HaPnimiyos. So the Chatos HaPnimiyos, you don't eat, they're all Nisrafim. So that, since the Srafim is Kimitzvasam, so you have to burn Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. You don't burn it in the Azara. But if the korban is nifsal and you're burning it because it's pigal, because it's noisar, then it's counterintuitive. If anything, one would have said the reverse. Then whenever you're burning it kimitzvasam, then you should burn it in the Azara. Whenever you burn it because it became posel, it's shaloi kimitzvasam, then you should burn a chutz lazara. The din is lehepach, just the reverse, just the opposite from what one would have thought. When you burn it kimitzvasa by chatos apnimius, then you burn the chutz l'sholosh machnas by chatos apnimius. But if you have a normal chatos chitzayna that you bring on the mizbeach hachitzen, it became pigol or nicer, then you have to burn it in the azara by kodesh ba'ish tisorev. You burn it in the azara. Kochim kalim, you don't have to. If the kochim kalim became nifsal the pigol or benaisar, you don't have to burn it in the azara. You're permitted to, but you don't have to. It's only if Kochi Kochim, because the makam of Kochi Kochim is the Azar, you have to burn it. Shaloi Kimitzvos, you have to burn it in the Azar. Yeah, then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Lozer, has a memory, Lo Yochel Ki Kodeshu, Kol Sheba Kodesh, Posabo, Kosab Litin Lo Sese, Alach Ilosai. There's a general din, whenever Korban is Posel, the simple reading of the Pasuk is that Pasuk, Lo Yochel Ki Kodeshu. Simple reading is that it's talking about noisar. If you leave it over till tomorrow, then you're not allowed to eat it. Lo yachal ki kodeshu. But the Rav Lozer darshins ki kodeshu kol sheba kodesh posel. Any carbon that's nifsal for whatever reason, not only because of noisar. Whenever you have a carbon that's posel, there's a lav that you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says that pasuk, that lav, that Rav Lozer darshins from the pasuk. That's what we call a lav shebichlolus ve'ein loikem olav. You wouldn't get malchus if you violate that lav. Why is that? Because what's the rule? Who gets malchus? By misa, there is no rule. Who gets misa? In the Chumash, it says, one who worships Avodah Zarah, bo'al eish yisish, bo'al imo, specific Avodah Zarah, mechal Shabbos. The Torah has specific, there is no tzad HaShabbat, there is no rule. Who gets misa? But who gets malchus? There is a rule. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to lo sachsam shabadishai. Why should we say similar? Why is that considered the paradigm? That's the mashal, whatever is similar to lo sachsam shabadishai. So the Gemara explains in the beginning of Yevamos, one of the early Dafei or so, that in Chumash Dvarim, as opposed to the other four Chumashim, Chumash Dvarim only we darshan smuchim. Usually we darshan a hekesh if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, so we assume that there's a connection between the two. But smuchim, what if you have two dinim written in two psukim that are adjacent to each other? Do you necessarily assume that there's a connection between the two psukim that are one next to the other? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara says the accepted opinion really seems to be that in Kol HaTorah Kula, we do not darshan smuchim except for Mishnah Torah, except for Chumash Dvarim. The Gemara gives two explanations why, two reasons why. So in Chumash Dvarim, there are a lot of very, very famous halachas that are based on smuchim. One of them is in Kriya Shema. It says, we say every day in Kriya Shema, Chsavtam ha-mezuzas b'seichem b'sherecha, is right next to the pasuk, Ukshartam lo'os al yadecha v'hoyeru t'tovis b'in enecha, Ukshartam ha-mezuzas b'seichem b'sherecha. So Gemara, there are two different psukim, but one next to the other. So it's in Chumash Dvarim. So you darshan smuchim. So the Gemara says it's in Gittin, Memhem and Beis. So the Gemara says, Kol she'eshtem b'kshira, yeshtem b'ksiva. That women who are not mechuyev to lek tefillin, or goyim who are not mechuyev to lek tefillin, or ktanim before bar mitzvah, not obligated to lek tefillin. So their apostle, uchsavtem amzah, women are apostle for writing a mezuzah. Women are mechuyev in the mitzvah. Mezuzah, it's a mitzvah, as I say, shalo hazaman groma. And most poskim assume the woman is able to hang up the mezuzah on her own. She doesn't have to have a man hang up the mezuzah, but she has to get a man to write the mezuzah. Because she yesh nebik shira, yesh nebik siva. Whoever is not a bar hochi of ksivas, not a bar hochi of kshiras tefillin, whoever is not mechuyev in the mitzvah tefillin, is possible for ksivas ha-mezuzah. So a woman cannot write her own mezuzah. So the Torah tefillin mezuzah has to be written by a Jewish man. A goy cannot write it even if he does Hebrew calligraphy. And a cotton before by mitzvah, also not mechuyev in tefillin, so therefore he cannot write sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. So that's one of the. There are many, many famous drushes, smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. So one of the. There's a whole perik Elohein Aloiken, the third perik in Makkos. The theme of the whole third perik is this smuchim that you have the two psukim one next to the other. V'hayoyim bin hakoyz harasha. If a person deserves malchus for hipila shofa, we call the fun of kedeva shasa b'mispar, and that pasuk appears right next to the pasuk of lasachsam shabadisha. So that's to teach you who deserves to get malchus for hayam bin hakoisa rasha, what degree of a rasha, whoever violates an avera that's similar to lasachsam shabadisha. So first of all, it has to be similar in the fact that it appears in the chumash, lo. Then it has to say lo or hisham pen vial, one of those four lashon. Either lo sachsim shabedishai or hisham pen vial, and then it has to be a lav sheish b'maisa, and then it has to cannot be a lav shebichlolus. If it's a lav shebichlolus, it's not dumi the lav dechasima. So Gemara says that this pasuk kol shabekodesh pasuk ba kosev liten lasesa lachilosa Rabbi Loza darshins from the pasuk that's considered a lav shebichlolus. Tosafot here quotes the famous kasha from Rav Lezer Mimitz. Rav Lezer Mimitz was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He wrote the Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He tries to count which are the Tayag Mitzvahs are there. He counts 1, 2, 3, and he lists off all the Mitzvahs. He was a Bala Tosafot. And when he writes the Mitzvahs, every so often he'll throw in a piece of information that you never heard anywhere else. Because he's a Bala Tosafot, he's writing over what he heard from the Reef and the Rabbeinu Tam and so on. So Taisus here quotes Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Metz is a city in France. Chagas I was a rabbi in Metz, not the same time as Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. He was a rabbi in the 1700s, the time of the late 1700s, time of the Vilna Gaon, time of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. And the Bala Taisus, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, lived in the days of the Rabbeinu Tam, a few centuries earlier. So Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is bothered with Akasha. This pasuk that says, Lo yachol ki kodeshu, is the mocker for the din, that you're not allowed to eat, noisar. And the Mishnah says in Makkos, the one who eats noisar is loiket, Elohein aloiken, the lava mleis and the lava pigul. So Tosis asks, but how can the Mishnah say that there's malchus? Hagemara said that it's a lav shebichlolus. So Blazer Mimitz explains, lav shebichlolus means if you have a pasuk and the ikep shap shutel shamikra is one thing, then there's an additional level of interpretation that's not lefi pshutai. That too is included in the pasuk. Gamzen nichlal b'ha pasuk. Lapshe bichlalas, this is also included in the pasuk, but the ikep pasuk goes on something else. So then the rule is, you only get malchus on the ikir of the lav, on the lav tofel, what's also included, and that you don't get malchus. So that's, Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the Rambam sounds like he's saying in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shoresh Tes. The Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvah in Arabic, and the first half of Sefer HaMitzvah, he gives you the 14 guiding principles that determine whether any particular mitzvah belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvah or not. So the first principle is you only include mitzvahs deraisa, you don't include mitzvahs derabbanan. All the other money ha-mitzvah included hadlokas neres chanukah, mikra megillah, netilas yadayim, a whole bunch of mitzvahs from the rabbanan. So that's a big chiddush that the Rambam comes out against that sheet. He says you don't include tarag mitzvah nemar lo l'moshe misina. Moshe Rabbeinu ha-sina was not given the dinim derabbanan. So mitzvahs derabbanan should not be included. Fine. And then the Rambam has, you only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doris, you only include mitzvahs that are lefi pshuto sham nikra, whatever is only a drush of the Torah Shabbat Pei, you don't include. And then the Rambam has Shorosh Tes, it's one of the more important Shoroshim among the 14 klolim. So Shorosh Tes is one of the more important ones. So the Rambam says, if you have a kefil la mitzvah, the same mitzvah is written many times in the Chumash, so the Rambam stands out alone. He disagrees with all the other Rishonim. And take a look, the last line on Chav Dalon Amar Aleph. Amar Abay Ochol Putisa Loika Arban Amol Loika Chamesh Sira Loika Sheh. Sometimes you eat a non-kosher piece of food, you get four times Malkus, five times Malkus, six times Malkus. How do you get so many Malkus? So Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ramban, and the Goinim, they all say the same pshat, basically. They argue on the details, but basically the same. If you have a pasuk that's repeated four times in the Chumash, the same issue appears four times. You get four times Malkus. And the Rambam is the one who disagrees, says, no, kefal ha-mitzvah is only counted once in the minyan ha-mitzvah, so you only get once Malkus. So what kind of an animal is this that it says you get four times Malkus, five times Malkus, six times Malkus? So the Rambam has a whole fantastic chiddush. He said, there's a lav if you eat sheretz hamayim. Then there's a lava if you eat sheretz ha'of. Then there's a lava if you eat sheretz ha'oritz. Then there's a lava if you eat sheretz which is spontaneously generated. So if you have a sheretz which is number one, it crawls on the ground. Number two, it swims. Number three, it flies. Number four, it's spontaneously generated. So you get four times malchus. But you don't say because the pasuk is repeated four times, not to eat sheretz ha'maim, therefore you get four times malchus. Say no. If you have a kefil alav, you only give once malchus. So the Ramban disagrees with that. The Ramban holds like Rashi and Tosfos and all the Gaonim. They all learned the Gemara by eating putisa and namola and tzira that you get many times malchus depending how many times the pasuk appears. And then the Rambam in the same Shorosh Tes has the opposite type of a shaila. What if you have one pasuk that has several layers of interpretation in the pasuk? So the Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam said the same as Rav Lezer Mimitz, that whatever is the ikar pshuto shel mikra, on that you would get malchus. Whatever is also included, it's a lav tofel. This too is included in the pasuk. So then on the lav tofel, you don't get malchus. On the ikar pshuto shel mikra, you would get malchus. That's what Rav Lezer Mimitz says, that this pasuk, lo yochad ki kodesh heim, the ikar pshuto ki kodeshu, the ikar pshuto shel mikra goes on pigel. It goes on Oysa. What does Tosfos say? It goes on Oysa. And the fact that it also applies to Kol, any Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pasul, Ba Kosev Litin, says Alachi Losa, anytime you have a Pasul or Korban, there's a Lav. That's also included in the Pasul, but that's not really Pshuto Shal Mikra. Pshuto Shal Mikra, it's talking about Noisa. And other Rishonim disagree with this definition. They hold that's not called lav shebichlolos. Lav shebichlolos means we gave the other day, there's a pasuk lo sechanim. So the Gemara has three levels of interpretation in the pasuk. Miloshem chen, liyisem chen b'enechem, miloshem chinam, not to give a matnas chinam to an achri, miloshem chanaya, l'sitan lehem chanoi b'karka. You're not allowed to sell an apartment to an achri. You're not allowed to rent an apartment to an achri. So can you say that one of them is the Ikeb Shuto Shal Mikra and the others are not? No. The Chumash HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the pasuk in such a way that all the three levels of interpretation fit in equally. So he can't single out one. Let's say Tosis in Sanhedrin asks Akasha, one who does Malacha B'Shabbos gets Misa. So by Misa, there is no rule, Lav Shebechlol, so you don't get Misa. Machal Shabbos gets Misa, B'Mezer on Shabbos. What if he does Malacha on Yontif? So sometimes it's mutter to do malacha. Malacha is Echol Nefesh. Let's say it's not Echol Nefesh. You do malacha on Yontif. So the Gemara says in a few places, you get Malkus. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. How do you get Malkus? It's one pasuk, not to do malacha savoida loisasu. And it includes 39 prohibitions. So 39 prohibitions. Isn't that a lavshim bechlolus? So Tosis says, no. If the Pshuta Shal Mikwa, they say the same as Avlezer Mimitz over here, the Tosis in Sanhedrin. Samach Gimel Amar Aleph says, when it says Kol Melachos Avoda Loi Sasu on Yontif, if you would be able to pick out one of the malachas, that's the main malacha. Main malacha is whatever, making a fire. And the other 38 malachas are also included. But you can't pick out. One is not more important than the others. So since they're all equally important, equally shot in the pasuk, so there is no Lav Shebechlolos over here. Lav Shebechlolos means it's not the Ikalav. The Ikalav is something else. And this is also included. So that's what Tosis says. You get Malkus on all the 39 Malachas on Yontif because you can't single out that one Malach is more important than the other, and the Pshuta Shemika only refers to that one Malach. But the Ramban gives a different answer on the Kasha. Ramban answers that it's all Shem Echad. Tosis says that, let's say, Ayit Nevela. So in order to get Malkus, you have to eat a Kazayas of Nevela. So let's say the fella eats a third of a Kazayas of Nivla Sa'oif. He goes to the AMP, and he buys chicken, nevela chicken. They never did a shechit at all. He buys chicken, and he buys meat, and he buys venison. He buys deer's meat. And all three are nevela. He eats one-third of kazayas of nevelas ha'oif, one-third of kazayas of nevelas behema, one-third of a kazayas of nevelas chayo. So Tosis says it's all shem echad. It's all mitzar from yachad. So that's why the Isa Nevela is not called a Lavshim Bechlolas. It includes Nivlas Behema, Nivlas Chaya, Nivlas Oif. No, it's all Shem Echad. Nevela, you were supposed to do Shechita, even though the Shechita by Behema is Shnei Simonim. The Shechita by Oif is good enough, one Simon, either the Kona or the Veshet. But still, bottom line, it's the same thing. It's an Isa Nevela. So since it's all Shem Echad, so it's not called a Lavshim Bechlolas. So that's the Ramban, yes, that Kasha. Same kasha that Tosis said. How come you get Malkus? One who does Malach on Yontif is loike. Shouldn't it be a Lav Shebechlolos? So Tosis' answer was along the Tosis and said in Daf Sama Gimel answers along the same lines as Rav Lezer Mimitz over here. Can you single out one of the Lamatas Malachas that that's what the pasuk Pshuta Shomikra goes on that Malach and the other 38 Malachas are also included? No, they all have equal footing in the pasuk. So you get Malkus on everything, and the Ramban says not so. Whenever you have a pasuk that has more than one iser, even though they're all, let's say, loy sechonim, there are three different levels of interpretation, miloshen chanoya, miloshen chen, and miloshen chinam. So the Ramban holds it doesn't matter. You get malchus on all three. The Ramban would say probably you don't get malchus. According to Tosis, probably you would get Malkus on all three because all three are Pshuto Shal Mikra. The word Sechoneim has three different interpretations, and it's not that one of them is pushed in with the Torah Shabbat Ben, no? The word Loshen Sechoneim is Meloshen Chein, Meloshen Chinam, and Meloshen Chanaya. All three fit in. According to the Ramban, it's still a Lav Shebechol. Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says that Malach HaYontif is not an issue of Lav Shebechlolos because it's all Shem Echad. You're not allowed to do Malach HaYontif. There are 39 Oifanim of Malach, but it's really one issue not to do Malach HaYontif. So it's all Shem Echad, the Ramban says. But over here, it's probably Lo Yisachanim. There are probably three different Isurim, not Lo Yisachem Be'enechem, and not to give a Matas Chinam, and not to allow Chanoya Bekarka. So that's a big machlokes. Tosis and the Ramban of Lezem and Mitz, and the Tosis Sanhedrin going along, and the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs and Shoresh Tes. Yeah, the Ravid is masig on this Rambam. The Rambam says, what do you mean? Sometimes you eat a non-kosher animal, you get four times Malkus. How do the four times Malkus, where does that come from? So the Rambam explains, if you have a sheretz that swims, Why is it a sheretz? Because it doesn't have snapper the kaskesa, so it's a non-kosher fish. So that's one malchus. Then if you have a non-kosher bird, it flies. It's a non-kosher bird. Then you have a non-kosher animal. It doesn't have malagim after his parso. So you get, there's a lav on each one of them. If you have an animal, which is a bird, and it crawls on the ground, and it swims also. So it's all three. So you better get three times malchus. So the rabbi asks, there is no such animal. He makes fun of the Rambam. He calls the Rambam the collector, Hama'aseif Hazeh, because the Rambam collected all the Gemaras and Shas. The Rambam did a major job. He took all the Gemaras and Shas, and he put everything in order. So whenever in the Gemara you can't find anything, you have to know all of Shas to know where anything is. It's not in the logical place where you would have thought that it should be. But in the Rambam, you can find everything in the proper place. So the Rebbe is making fun of the Rambam. He says, "Hama'aseh hazeh osav dvarim she'enam." In Hilchas Macholos Aser, he says the Rambam is collecting animals that don't exist. There is no such animal that it flies and it swims and it crawls on the dry land. So what do you mean? The Rambam taka, there is no such animal. So the Pashta says, Rabbavala Soloveitchik said, the Pashta says, the Rebbe knows that there is such an animal. But he means to say the scientists have divided all the animals into different categories. Some of them are basically sea animals. Some of them are basically birds that fly. And some of them crawl on the ground. Those that crawl on the ground, those that fly also crawl on the ground. But it's called fowl. It's called a bird because it has the ability to fly. So you don't label, if you have a sheretz that swims and it flies and it crawls, you don't label it as all three. It depends what's the ikir. What's the ikir? If it swims, then it's called sheretz hamayim. If it flies, then it's sheretz ha'oif. You don't say that since it does all three. And the Rambam holds no, even though basically, scientifically, it'll be labeled as A or B or C, but since a metzias, it does all three. It crawls on the ground and it swims in the water and it flies a little bit in the air, so it's considered all three. Yet why should it be so? The Rebbe has a good tataina. That it should depend on what the ikar of the animal is aimed for. But that's why Avavala Soloveitchik thought that maybe the Gemara says Menachas. In the end of Perek HaKoyim, it's Rabbah. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah talks about when you make a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there's seven kanim, ha'akvim zeh. You have to have all the seven kanim. And the question whether the gviim kaftorim or prochim, if it's made from gold, it's supposed to have gviat kaftarehu or frocheho. So there me'akvim says, if you make it from gold, then it's me'akev. If you made it not from gold, so you don't make gviim kaftorim or frochim at all. So the Gemara there talks about the dinim of the menorah, a whole discussion of the dinim of the menorah. The Gemara talks about the menorah that the Chashmonaim made, there was a machlekes atanoim. All the Tanoim lived after the Churban HaBayis, they're arguing historically 200 years before Churban HaBayis, when the Nes of Chanukah occurred, when the Chashmonaim made a new menorah, the old menorah couldn't be used anymore. The Gemara doesn't explain why. The old Mizbeach couldn't be used anymore because Shiktsum L'Avodah Zarah. Because the Yevonim used it for Avodah Zarah purposes, it became possible. The old menorah couldn't be used. It doesn't explain why. Maybe someone stole it already. It doesn't say why they had to make a new menorah, but they made a new menorah. So they had to make quickly. They had to make a makeshift menorah quickly. So what material did they make it from? So that's a machlekes. The Tanoim lived after the Churban HaBayis. In the story of Chanukah, the time lived many years after the Churban HaBayis. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva lived through the Churban HaBayis. These are Tanoim who lived later. So they're having a machlekes 204 years before the Churban HaBayis, when the Nes Chanukah occurred with the Chashmonaim. Did they make a menorah shel eitz? Was it basically made from wood or was it made from metal? So that's a machlekes Tanoim, whether a menorah made from wood is kosher, made from cheres is not kosher. Made from metal for sure is good. And made from wood is a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's kosher or not. So there the Gemara has more discussion about dinim of the menorah. So a part of the discussion is that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha basiyas ha-menorah, couldn't figure out how to make a menorah. It was too difficult for him. So he took Rashi in his commentary, Achumish quotes this from the Gemara. So he took all of the gold and he threw it into the fire and it melted and it happened by itself. Moshe Rabbeinu never made the menorah. Kocha teyasa ha-menorah, nasis me'ileho. A miracle occurred in Nasas Me'ilah. What was so difficult to make the menorah? The Chashmonaim were able to make a menorah, and they were never shown a menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the menorah Hasea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him what the menorah is going to look like. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu not have the ability to make a menorah? The Hashmonaim made a menorah. So why couldn't the Hashmonaim saw what they saw a few years before? They saw the menorah, so it was easier for them. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a vision of the menorah. So that's the famous Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik gave a suggestion. What was so difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he has to make the menorah kasher haresa behor, exactly the way I showed you the vision in the Maror HaNevuah. You have to make it exactly like that. It's not enough just to have gidiyeh kaftorehu frachera. The kaftorim have to look like the kaftorim in the Maror HaNevuah that you saw, and the gviyim and the mishukadim. Everything has to look the same. It's not enough if you have that number of gviyim kaftorim afroch. It has to look exactly the same. So that was niskasha. But l'doris, there is no such din. It has to be exactly the way the Maror HaNevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had in Har Sinai. So that's why it was only difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu to do. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hera lo l'Moshe v'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. Whenever it says v'zeh, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him visually. He showed him what it's supposed to be like. HaKadosh Azal Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon, and he said, when you see the moon this size, then you declare Rosh Chodesh. HaKadosh Azal Lachem, here it's v'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu b'mar ha'nevuah what the menorah is supposed to look like. Then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu is showing the animals to Bnei Yisrael, v'zalachem atamei, v'asheretz asheretz aloris. Moshe Rabbeinu picks up the animal. He picked up all these animals somehow. He had access to all the animals in the Midbar. He picked up the animal and shows Bnei Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, v'risa sachorai, ufanei leiro. What does it mean, v'risa sachorai? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. So I got it in the beginning of Baruch, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. What does that mean? He doesn't have a body. What does it mean he wears tefillin? Moshe Rabbeinu had a Maror HaNevuah. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabban Shalom, is wearing tefillin. He says, "V'risa sachayra." Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him the kesher shel tefillin, the dalet that you have in the back of the shel rosh. So, what is this all about? What do you have to show him the dalet? Just say, make a dalet and show him. Now, Bevelot Soloveitchik thought that all of these cases that the Gemara says that v'zeh means Hakadosh Baruch Hu was heralo. He demonstrated it to him. It's relevant. That's part of the halacha. The din is at the. The halacha depends on what it looks like. So so Moshe Rabbeinu showed Bnei Yisrael v'zalachem atame. He picks up all the animals. The din is that it depends what it looks like. It doesn't really depend on scientifically what the nature of the animal is. If it swims and it flies and it crawls on the ground, then you're in violation of all three. Even though the Ravid has an argument, but scientifically it should only be a sheretz amayim or a sheretz oiv. Shouldn't be all three. It doesn't depend on what it is scientifically. It depends on what it looks like. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to demonstrate to Bnei Yisrael what it looks like. So it depends on what it looks like. And the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu what the menorah is supposed to look like. So it was Niskasha Taka, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who found it difficult to make a menorah exactly. The Chashmonaim were able to make it. Because there is no din l'doris that it has to look, the menorah has to look exactly like the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu had in the Maror HaNevuah. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a hirash shoah, the menorah that he makes for the Mishkan has to look exact kamareh shoharei sabahar. So that was niskasha, that was difficult. What's the pshat with the levana? HaKadosh HaZelachem HaZeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the levana. When the levana will be visible this size, then you have a right to make Kiddush HaKadosh. Well, what's the... What is it? What does it depend on? Visibility? So Abdullah has something in a Sefer HaChumash on that. He has, but he thought that all of the Gemara, all the same Gemara in Menachos, at the end of Perek HaKoyim Etz Rabbah, when the Mishnah talks about the Shiva Kanim in the menorah, Ma'akvim Zeh, the Gemara gives you details about the menorah. So the Gemara gives you the list of all of the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated things to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody has to give machzis shekel. Why does it say over there, Zeyitnu? Heraloi, he showed him a Madbeah Shalesh. What's over there? It's a good question. Has to have a Tzuras Madbeah. I don't know.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Is this true with the other Kalim as well? I know the Rambam has very oddly doesn't describe the measurement.
You're muted. Can't hear. Speak louder. Unmute yourself. I can't hear.
It seems like there's a problem with your microphone, Baruch Lev. You're not on mute. Yeah, now we can hear.
Oh, I wanted to ask, is this true with regard to the other Kalim? I know the Rambam, for some reason, doesn't list the measurements of a lot of the, like the Shulchan, he doesn't list the measurements. Could it be because he doesn't think it's Me'akev? And only by Sinai it was Me'akev?
Could be. I don't know. Could be. Could be. Then on Chavdala Laman Aleph, later on the Daf, about 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara has the two different klolim, not to be confused with each other. There's one din, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. There's one klal, Ein Asirin Min Adin. Ein Oinshin Min Adin usually applies to Kores or to Misa. We don't know what the system is. Who's Chayv Kores? We have a list of Lamed Vav Krisis Amuris Batara, the opening Mishnah Maseches Mishnah's Krisis, but we don't know it's Arashavah. So we can't establish a Kal V'chaimer. If the Torah says that there's Kores for this Avera, the other Avera is how much Mohammed, there's certainly Kores for that. We don't know what governs, what rules the Dinim of Kores. So you can't make a Kal V'chaimer. That's called Ein Oinshin Min Adin. Or we don't know why some Averas warrant Misa and others not. Sometimes you have a Lav that has Kores and has no Misa. Sometimes you have a Lav that Misa doesn't have Kores. So which is Mahomer, we don't know. So we have a klal ein oinshin min adin. You cannot establish that someone is chayv kores or misa based on a kal v'chaim. A malchus, we have a klal. Whoever violates an aver, that's dumi delav dachasim, it gets malchus. So malchus, you don't have to have a klal. You don't need a klal ein oinshin min adin. Whoever violates an aver, that's dumi delav dachasim, you get malchus. But in misa and kores, we don't have any klal. So then the Gemara says, Einosh Manadid, you cannot add on Chavi Krisis or Chavi Misa based on a Kal V'chaimer, because we don't know what makes it tick. We don't know what the guiding principle is. Ein Masir Manadid, that's a different din. Azhar means a lav. We have a klal Einoshim, and then Kei Masir means you don't give an Einosh Aguf of Misa or Malkus unless you ascertain that the person violated a lav in the Torah. And Azhar, Ein Masir Manadid, you cannot construct a Kal V'chaimer based on a din, based on a kal v'chaimer. If you construct an isa based on a kal v'chaimer, it'll be aser, but it won't be considered a loisese for the purposes of malchus. You only get malchus if the person violated an isa that's dumid a lav dachasima. Lav dachasima is written in the chumash. If you have a lav that's only established based on a kal v'chaimer, it's not written in the chumash, so it's already not dumid a lav dachasima. Let's say a person violates an isa that's only known through halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. What's an example? Let's say or lo b'chutz l'aretz. The Gemara says in the Chumash it says kisavay el haaretz and parshas kedoshim. In Chumash ve'yikra kisavay el haaretz and etaitem kol etz meichal v'araltam arlosay sholoshana mareim yelachem lo yeyachal. The first 3 years you're not allowed to eat orla. So the Chumash only talks about orla b'eretz Yisrael. Orla b'chutz l'aretz, the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in kedushin, is halacha. What did the word halacha mean? So Gemara has a machlekes amarayim. What the halacha means? Mehilchas medina, or the b'chutz l'aretz is midirabbanan, or mehalacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So most of Rishonim assume that or the b'chutz l'aretz is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So the Rambam writes, if a person will eat or the b'chutz l'aretz, he won't get malchus because it's not dumi l'lab d'chasima. It doesn't appear in the Chumash at all. Chumash only speaks about or the b'eretz Yisrael kisavoy al haaretz and the taitem kol etz meichal. Or the b'chutz l'aretz doesn't say it all in Chumash. What's another example of Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Rashi and Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel, Daf Pei Dalet writes, the Gemara says, Kol Benecher Era Lev El Basal Lo Yaval Migdoshi. Let's say a Jew is, a Kohen is an Oral, he's not allowed to be Du Avoida on the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen Oral She'ovad, so the Gemara says, that's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Kol Benecher Era Lev El Basal Lo Yovan Migdoshi. It means Lishar Seni. The word Lishar Seni doesn't appear in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, but that the Gemara puts in the word. That's what it means. A Kohen Oral, or a Kohen who's a Mumma, Lavoid Azar, is not allowed to be Makir Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi writes, so then the Gemara says, What do you mean? Yecheskel HaNavi came up with a new nevuah that was unheard of until the days of Yecheskel. They should give him the death penalty as a Navi Asheker. He's making up a new din that we never heard of in the Dovah Zemetaris Moshe Rabbeinu Lola Madnu. Shabbo Yecheskel Ben Buzi Vilim Donu. Yecheskel teaches us a new din that a Kohen Oral or a Kohen is a Momala Vodizah. Not allowed to be Makro Karbon. And Mar says no. Until it was always Hilchus HaGemiri law. It's always Allah HaMashim Sinib. I say, Yecheskel Asmach HaAkro. Yecheskel HaNavi decided to write it down in the Kisri HaKodesh. So Rashi writes, it was Allah HaMashim Sinib, but it's not in Chumash. It doesn't appear in Chumash anywhere. So therefore, you ain't a loikem. The Rambam takes issue with the Goinim. You look in the Shiltas. The Shiltas says that one who eats Orla B'chutz Lord says loike. And the other Goinim also write like that. So the Rambam quotes the Goinim are of the opinion that one who eats Orla B'chutz Lord says loike, but it can't be. The Rambam says it's only Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Whoever heard that there's Malkus on Halacha Moshe Mesinai? It's not Dumi D'Lav D'Chasima. Dumi D'Lav D'Chasima means it has to be written Torah Shebichsav. If it's Allah HaMosh HaMesina, it's purely Torah Shabbat Peh, so you're not loika on that. Yeah. So that's Eim Asirim and Adin. If you construct a Kal V'Chomer, that something should certainly be Aser, so it's Aser. But that doesn't count as an azhara to give Malkus HaMisa. In order to give Malkus HaMisa, it has to be written in the Chumash explicitly. If it's based on a Kal V'Chomer, you can construct a Kal V'Chomer that something should be usher, but you won't be loike, you won't get a death penalty. In order to get Misa or Malkus, you have to have an azhara that's written in the Chumash. So a Kal V'Chomer is no good. What did the Gemara say? Hekesha. If you have a Hekesh, then it is good. Hekesh is considered as if it is Mefurish Bikro. How do you know that there's such an institution as Kiddushe Shtar? Because there's Gerishin is only Bishtar. When you get divorced, the only way to get divorced is Bishtar. And you have a Pasuk that says, when a man divorces his wife, so the same pasuk talks about the husband divorcing his wife, and she goes and she marries someone else. So the Gemara says, "Makish havaya liyitzia b'hoysa liyishachar," means she marries a second husband, and yitzia b'yotze mibesa means that he divorced her. So that's called makish havaya liyitzia. Getting married is compared to getting divorced. That just like the only way to get divorced is by a shtar, by a get, so too, this is not the only way to get married, so too you can get married al yidei shtar. So the Rambam writes that there are three ways, the Rambam quotes the opening Mishnah Kiddush, there are three ways to get married, either kesef, shtar, or bia. So the Rambam interpreted the Gemara, the Rambam's tradition was to interpret the Gemara like that Kiddushe, shtar, and bia are considered Torah Shebichsav. Because Kiddush Biyah says, Ki ikach ishisha uba ola. So the Gemara says, Mikan sheisha niknes bibiyah. And Kiddush Shtar is based on the Hekesh. Makesh Havayli Yitzias. Hekesh is considered like Mefurish Bikro. And Kiddush Kesev, that's based on the Gzereshava of Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. So the Rama calls that the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's Dibre Sofim. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. But Kiddush Shtar is considered Torah Shabbichsav because of the Hekesh. So that's our Gemara. A Kal V'Chomer is Einan Shemin Adin. Einas here Min Adin. You cannot construct a law based on a Kal V'Chomer if you want to give Einash Aguf. Malkus Einan Shem L'Kei Masir. And you only give an Einash Aguf if the person violated a law. And if the law is only known through a Kal V'Chomer, you don't give an Einash based on that. That's Einas here Min Adin. But if the law is based on a Hekish, so Hekesh is considered Mefurish Bikro. Hekesh is considered like Mefurish Bikro. Yeah, what if it's a Mamatzinim? What if it's not a Hekesh? Means we have two dinim written in the same pasuk. Smuchim is you have two dinim written in two adjacent psukim. What if it's a Mamatzinim? It's not that it's a Hekesh, two dinim written in the same pasuk. Mamatzinim is like Ovis and Toldus. It says, Shor Bar Mar in heaven, the Chumash. So the told the same Kayesabem, any hezek that's sufficiently similar to the Av has the same din as the Av. That's a Mamatzinim. So that's a big question. The Ran on the first daf and the Dharm, daf base on the base, and Rabbi Kevega there. So that's a discussion in Rishonim. What they say, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. He cannot construct a Kal V'chaimer. Adin means a Kal V'chaimer. He cannot construct a Kal V'chaimer to give an Oin HaShaguf. What if it's a Mamatzinu? They also say, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. Or not. You got to know Midrash HaTarnid Reshes Bahem. Yeah, usually in yeshivas today we have, since Rav Chaim came on the scene, so we never work on the Midrash HaTarnid Reshes Bahem. There's a Sefer on Kiddushin that's called Atzmas Yosef. The whole Sefer is all, from the beginning to the end, the whole Sefer is all about Midrash HaTarnid Reshes Bahem. And the Prima Godim, who wrote his commentaries on Aruch Chaim and on Yerideya, he has two little Svarim, Ginas V'Rodim HaShoshanas HaMalkim, all about Midrash HaTarnid Reshes Bahem. So it's such, the ideas are so foreign to us. We're so not into it. So that's why I spent just 2 minutes explaining the klalim. Ein anshim men adin, ein asir men adin. Okay, then you have ochel putisa lo karm and amola lo kachamish tzira lo kishesh. Yeah. Very good. This we discussed already. Then on Amid Beis, on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara has the two versions of the din of shaloki derech. So the first version is, if you eat macholos hasur shaloki derech achilo, then you're not loike. What shaloki derech achilo? Let's say a person has ham and eggs, and he fried it for breakfast, and he eats it when it's burning hot, and he's burning his tongue, he's burning his throat. That's not normal to eat it when it's so hot. Or he takes the ham out of the, he has tray for hot dogs, takes it out of the freezer, it's hot like a rock, hot like ice, and he eats it like that. That's not normal to eat it when it's burning hot and you burn your tongue. It's not normal to eat it when it's hard like a rock straight out of the freezer. So if you eat it, the food is not nifsal or anything, but that's not the normal way to eat it. So if you eat, you look at derech achilasa, that's only an isa derabon. There won't be an isa deraisa. Whenever you eat, macholos asur, shalok derech achilasa, you ain't a loike, it's only derabon. But if you get hanoah from isurei hanoah shaloka derech hanoasim, so the pashtus in the first lashon and the gemara is, there is no such din. Only achila is a specific act of swallowing food down the throat, because if you put the food in through a feeding tube, that's not called achila. Achila is only if it goes down the base of liya, goes down the esophagus through the, in the mouth, down the throat, and it goes into the stomach, that's called achila. So achila, there's a prescribed act that's called achila. So if you eat shaloka derech achila, so that doesn't count. But hanoah, all forms of hanoah are included. No specific form of hanoah. So the first lashon of the Gemara holds there's no such din that you only get malchus if you get hanoah kederech hanos. The second lashon of the Gemara is no. That's a double poshut. Abad if you eat achila, macholos asur shaloka derech achila, so you're not chayiv. But since we're assuming like Rabbi Abohu, that really, in principle and abstract, all Yisrael Achidah should be Asman. We have more exceptions to the rule than we have applications of the rule. There's so many Macholos Asuras that are Mutabanoah. We have Tevel and Shume, Yahil and Nozer, and Eben Achayim, Giranosh, everything under the sun. Very few Macholos Asuras are Asmanoah. But whenever it's Asmanoah, so we say the Ikarisa really is Achilah. And as an extension of the achila, it's also asa b'hanoah. So just like achila is only asa, kederach achilasa, so the hanoah is also only asa, kederach hanoah asa. Yeah. The Rambam has a strange opinion. The Rambam writes, and all of the macholas asuras that are asa b'hanoah, you only loike if you eat it. If you get hanoah, you're not loike. Even if you get hanoah, kederach hanoah asa. You don't get malchus. You don't get malchus from any hanoah. That's not like either lashon in the Gemara. The first lashon held that you always get malchus on hanoah, even shalok derech hanoah. So the second lashon in the Gemara held that just like an achilu shalok derech achilas ain't a loike, hanoah also shalok derech hanoah, so you'd be ain't a loike, it's only the rabbanon. But to say there's never malchus on hanoah, where did he get it from? So some have it, a different girsa. Some of the achrayim of the Mishnah say the Rama had a different girsa in the Gemara. It's very doichik. So the Markevus HaMishnah is one of the classic commentaries on the Rambam. It's a separate sefer. It's not printed on the page. Sometimes it's very long-winded. So very often when there's a problem with a Rambam that doesn't fit in with the Bavli, they'll just point out that the Rambam has a Yerushalmi like that. So here, the Rambam apparently understood that the Yerushalmi said this. not so explicit than the Rishalmi either, but that's his suggestion, that the Rambam, usually we assume the Rif has a klal, the end of the Erev, and whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we assume that the Bavli historically was written later. Shalmi was written a few generations earlier by the students of Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the first generation of Amoraim. He was the same generation as Rabbi Shmuel, first generation of Amoraim. So the Talmud Yerushalmi is written by his Talmidim. The Bavli was written later, so the Rif assumes this, an assumption, a historical assumption, that the Chachmei HaBavli were familiar with everything that it said in the Yerushalmi. So if they considered all the possibilities that say in the Yerushalmi, and nonetheless they take a stand for Keret, they disagree with the Yerushalmi, then we have a rule, Hilchus HaKabasroi. We pass on like the later Chacham, because they took everything into consideration, and they outvoted that opinion. So that's what the Rif has a klal. The end of Erevin, the Rif says. The Rif says with respect to Mashmiya Kol, that there's a Gzera de Rabbanon, you're not allowed to be Mashmiya Kol on Shabbos. So the Rif says the Bavli holds that it's only Osir if it's a musical Mashmiya Kol. But just to knock on the door with your hands on Shabbos, to knock on, and I've been using a knocker, just using your hands to knock on the door, that would be Mutter. And the Yerushalmi says not so. Yerushalmi says you have to scream, let me in. Let me in, please let me in. But you're not allowed to knock with your hands because that's Mashmiya Kol, even though it's not a niggin, and even though you're not using a knocker, you're not using a kli hamiyuchad l'hashmas kol. So that's the conflict between the Bavli and the Rishami. So that's where the Rif formulates this klal. In the very end of Maseches Erevin, whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Rishami, we always assume that the halacha is like the Bavli. And the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah sounds like he says like that. Sounds like he doesn't really formulate it, but it's not. He usually follows the Rif. The Rambam Ruba de Ruba follows the Rif. And but once in a while, every so often, there will be the Bir Agrobal, right? Kedarka shal haramam lipsikai risham neged abavli bekama mekaymus. And a lot of places you have like that. So that's Markevus HaMishnah. Every so often, we'll point out that the Rambam is against the Bavli, and the Lech HaMishnah stands on his head. What do you do with the Rambam? So the answer, the Rambam passed like the Rishalmi, didn't pass like the Bavli. So here it's, the Rambam really doesn't fit into the Gemara. Yeah. The way we have the Gemara, it says, Rabina Shaif Lebrate Biguharki, the Orla, Rabina's daughter had a fever, and he was smearing her with Shemen Zayas to cure her from the fever. And Orla is also Bano. So how was he allowed to get Hanoah? So he says, it's Shaluk Adera Hanosim. That's not the normal use of olive oil, is not to smear, if it's Guharki. Guharki means that it wasn't even heavy Shlish. So this was not normal. So Shaluk Adera Hanosai is only Asa Midirabbanon. So B'makam Chol Hashem B'sakana Le'gozer B'chachamim. That's the way it's quoted. That's the simple pshat, the way it's quoted. There's a shach in Yeridei, a paskins like the Rav Yo, that Shaluk Adar Hanos is muta lagamre. There's no isav at all. Muta lagamre. So the shach, so Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page in Yeridei is mitzayin to look in the Shagas Aryeh, who says it's a pella. How can the shach paskin like the Rav Yo? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara beferished. And Shaluk Adar Hanos is only muta because the daughter was a chol l'shem sakana, but for a bari, would not be permitted. Shalok Adar Hanosas and Isa Derabon. We only make all for Achol She'em Bo Sakona. Yeah, the Ran quotes. There was an opinion in the days of the Rishonim that just like Shalok Adar Hanosas only Osam Derabon, so anything, let's say Bosa B'chalav Derabon, chicken cooked in milk is only Derabon. So if a person doesn't feel well and he has to eat food, and the only food that's available is macholos hasuris the rabbanon? Let's say chicken cooked the milk. It's also bachilim the rabbanon, or let's say stam yenum. In order to get better, he needs wine, and the only wine that's available is goyish trade for wine. But the stam yenum is only awesome the rabbanon. So there was an opinion in the days of the Mishnah that all isurim the rabbanon would be mutter b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana. So we don't accept that opinion. The Ran rejects it, and Shulchan Aruch they have adopted the shita saran. That he only allow Hanoa an Anisa deraisa, even though it's in a certain sense Mohammed, it's Anisa deraisa, Orla is Anisa deraisa, but Shaluk Adar Hanosim is a Gzera. Mikra din shaluk atach on asam is mutter, so it's exera. But on let's say on stam yenam, that's macholas asuris the rabbanon. If you have basa b'chol of the rabbanon, that's macholas asuris rabbanon. That you're not matir. Same thing in Hilchas Shabbos. Pashto says in Hilchas Shabbos, in Shin Chav Ches, in Orachaim, the Mechaber has a whole siman, what are you allowed to do for a Chodesh Sheish B'Sakana? Then what are you allowed to do for a Chodesh She'ein B'Sakana? So he quotes four different opinions, and then the Mechaber asks, V'alochi Kedeya Hashlishis. He thinks we should pass on like the third opinion. The third opinion is the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odim. The Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote a lot about these topics. Yeah. What is surim are you allowed to violate on behalf of a choyle she'em bo sakana? So the Shulchan Aruch says, halachic kadei hashlishes, we should pass like the Rabban. How do they have? They didn't have the Ramban. They just have the Torah Sa'odim. So the Tur quotes from the Ramban and Torah Sa'odim. Magen Avraham already didn't have the Torah Sa'odim, so he only saw what was in the Tur. So it's not 100% accurate the way the Magen Avraham understood. Avnei Nezer Tainus. If the Magen Avraham would have had the Torah Sa'odim, would have realized that his pshat in the Ramban is not correct. The Ramban sounds like he says the following. In Hilchas Shabbos, to violate a Nisa Deraisa, a real Melacha Deraisa, it's only Mutta b'makom Chodesh She'esh b'sakana. A Safek Sakana, Svek Sveka b'sakana, but a Chodesh She'esh b'sakana, it can't be Mata v'Nisa Deraisa. What about to be Mata v'Nisa Derabbanan? So then the Ramban seems to distinguish whether it's a malocha de rabbanon or a gzera de rabbanon. If it's a malocha de rabbanon, then it's only mutter if there's at least a sakana saver. But if it's only a gzera de rabbanon, then it's mutter for a chodesh em sakana. So you have to know what's a malocha de rabbanon, what's a gzera de rabbanon. So that seems to be parallel to what the Ran is saying over here. By chodesh em sakana, we wouldn't be mutter or macholas asuras de rabbanon. We'd only be mutter shaluk ederach hanoasim. Shaluk Adar Hanasam is really mutam and atar. It's a gzeri midirabonon. You don't allow them to get on us. Shaluk Adar Hanasam, even though it's mutam and atarah, because next time he may do it, Kedar Hanasam, it's a gzeri. But to allow macholas asuris mamish, macholas asuris derabonon, like drinking stam yenom, or eating basa b'chol of derabonon, or eating shuman agir, or something like that, that we wouldn't permit. Anyway, so that's the Shach paskins like the Rav Yoh, that Shaluk Hadar Hanosim is Heta Gomer. Mutta Legamre, there isn't even Nisa the Rabbanon, even Mutta for Bari, not only for Chodesh She'esh B'Sakana. So Rabbi Kevege tells you, look in the Shagasari, who's Masik on the Shach. How can he say that? The Rav Yoh is against, maybe the Rav Yoh had a different Girsa. Rav Yoh is against Har Gemor. Har Gemor is Beferish, that we only allow Shaluk Hadar Hanosim, Makom Chodesh She'esh B'Sakana. Then when the Gemara had the first Lashon, was the quoting of the name Rabbi Yochanan, that if you eat Macholas Asur Shaluk Aderach Achilosai, there's no Yireina Loike. So they brought a right in the Mishnah, the Mashke Mayotzim, if you have Paris that are Orla, and then you squeeze out the juice, so if it's Eismanovim, then you like it. And if it's Shar Mashkim, you have apple juice, orange juice, all the other fruit juices, so then you ain't a loike. Why is on this you're loike, this you're not loike? Oh, so the Gemara thought that's the reason why, because by Zeisman Ravim it's Kederach Achilosam. That's normal. In the days of Tanakh, that was normal that people would make olive oil and they would make grape juice. But all the others was not normal. So that's a look at Derach Achilosam. So you see, Beferish, that you only loike a Machalas Asurus of Yid Kederach Achilosam. So then the Gemara says it's not necessarily such a good raya. Maybe the reason is because the mashke mayotzim and azesim imenu anovim is dinam kipri. Masheini came, this mashke mayotzim from the others is not dinam kipri. It's only zeh bialma, yeah. So why is that so? Why is it that's taka de din in the Gemara brachas? If you drink grape juice, the bracha should have really been bar pri ho'etz. But the chacham, because mashke mayotzim and azesim imenu anovim is dinam kipri. So just like you say beri pehetz on grapes and on olives, so you say on olive oil and on grape juice, you should also say beri pehetz. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, on olive oil, take a bottle of olive oil and you start drinking it, you say beri pehetz. That's not normal to drink. If anything, you say sha'akal no bracha at all. The Gemara says, it's not normal. It's not normal. The Gemara says, no. It means like this, if a person has a sore throat, and he's going to eat some kind of a meichel, and he's going to pour in, the doctor will recommend you should pour in extra amount of olive oil, because so then the olive oil is considered the ikar, because he has a sore throat, and then on the olive oil, then it is normal. So then on the olive oil, he should, on the whole concoction, he should say bari piwaits, because the mashkma yotzim min azesim is dinam kipri. Mashka yotzim min hanovim, grape juice should have also been bari piwaits, but they made a fancier bracha that you even say bari piagofim. What if the evidence, instead of saying bari piagofim, he said bari piwaits? So there is a tesis in the end of the first perek in brachas, and daf yudbeis min aleph, where tesis writes, if by mistake a person says bari piho eitz on wine, he's not even yotzei bidi evit. So Rabbi Kivega says, how can it be? But the mashma yotzei min azeis ma'anom should have been bari piho eitz, because they made a super brocha bari piho gofen. So if you bidi evit, you say bari eitz and not yotzei. How can you say? If you say shahakol yotzei, so if you bidi evit. The Gemara says, hakulam, he said shahakol yotzei, even on pas and yayin. Even though pas has a fancy super bracha, motzi lechem and oretz, the yayin has a special super bracha, bar piagofen, but the evidence said shahakal is good. How can you say that if you say bar piagofen, it's not good? Of course it's good. So that's the question. Manishtana, why is mashke mayetzim and azesim and anovim? Why only zesim and anovim? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim and brachas. Why are they singled out? They're only, they are bar piagofen, and only those two have the din of mashke. You can make olive oil and grape juice and then be mafresh shumas and maises afterwards, because the mashkam ayotzim and azesim andam is dinim kipri. Well, let's say you want to bring bikurim. So you bring from shivas aminim. If you want to bring from mashkim, the mashkim from the zesim and anovim, aveshis reshis pri ha'adama. That's called dinim kipri. Why is that so? So some shanim say because they were singled out in Tanakh. It always says dogen tirish v'yitzah. So tirosh is the grape juice, and the yitzar is the olive oil. So the Chumash always speaks about these two juices. So that's why they're more important than others. So that's the generally accepted opinion. So that's why we assume that on all other fruit juices, if you're drinking apple juice or orange juice, it says shahakol. And in Bnei Brak, the practice is to follow the Chazon Ish. And he held like the other Rishonim. It's not because Zesim Anovim, because Dogen Tirish V'Yisa, the Chumash, speaks so often about the mashma yotzim and azeis manam, is because not the adaita dehachi, when they plant the grapes and they plant the olives, they had that in mind. They normally have that in mind. So today, that Tropicana plants acres and acres and acres of farms with oranges in order to make Tropicana orange juice. And the companies that make apple juice also, they plant acres and acres of apples, miyuchad, to make apple juice. So if not the adayin shidahachi, then all the other mashkim would also be bari prihoitz. There wouldn't be shahako. Yeah, that's a shayla. Perish shvius, shnas hashmita, the din is li'ochla v'lo lehepsid. You're not allowed to destroy the peri. So are you allowed to take grapes? Are you allowed to take oranges that grew in shnas hashmita, have kedusha perish shvius? Are you allowed to squeeze them out to make orange juice? So the Chayodim wrote a little sefer, on Hilchas Halacha Mitzvahs HaTliyas Baretz, he writes, he really wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't able to, so second best, he's writing over all the dinim of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. So he writes, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice of Perish Shviyas, any fruit other than Zesim HaNovim, because it's not dinim Kipri. And the Chazon Ish writes that it is Mutter, it is dinim Kipri, because today, they plant all of the oranges, there are juice oranges, and they were eating oranges. So if the juice oranges that were planted, Aldas came in order to squeeze out the juice. So the juice is dinam kipri. So the Chazon Ish has a lot of kulas, has chumras, kulas, different shitas. Okay. We'll continue B'li Neda the Chazorah on Sunday. Monday, the B'chinah will be on Tuesday. And tonight, we're going to have a get-together by Zoom. I understand it's 7 o'clock. I hope a few people prepared some Divrei Torah. So we'll be all be entertained. Pikuri Hashem Mishorim Mesam Chelev. Make sure that it's cheerful Torah. Very good. Everyone should be healthy, and we'll see you together at 7 o'clock. B'li Neda.
I'm ready.